from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A really nice performance last night from the Braves as we welcome in Grant McCauley, our Braves insider.
G-Mac.
Host of From the Diamond, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Were you, obviously, Ronaldo Lopez has been very good all year, coming off of the IL. Were you surprised to see him as sharp as he was last night?
I mean, I don't know if surprise is the word, but I certainly think that it was something that the Braves needed and wanted to see. But I don't know that that was the realistic expectation, was he was going to come out there, average his highest average fastball velocity all year long, and strike out 10 batters, you know, which was also a season high and the first time he'd done that in nearly 5 years. So it was all working for Ronaldo. The fastball, great. The secondary stuff, maybe even better. But the whole package was exactly what the Braves needed from him. And I think it helped maybe erase some of the fear and the doubt around, okay, well, we pushed this guy, we got him over 100 innings, and now he's dealing with this IL thing. Did we give him enough rest? Is he going to be able to help us down the stretch? I would say the indicator coming off the IL was very positive in Ronaldo's return.
Hey, Mike, yesterday we talked about the lineup before we got your Grant and everything, and obviously Mike was leading off and everything. Soler did do a pinch hit. When he comes back full-time, is he going to be at the top of the order? And if so, where do you slot Mike after that?
Yeah, and I think that the obvious place to put Michael Harris would be second at this point, okay, because with no Austin Riley, with no Ozzie Albies, right. I mean, you could move it around depending on if you had a matchup that you really liked where maybe somebody's swinging the bat extremely well and you wanted to give him that shot in two. Like we saw Ramon Laureano hit there, and he's been swinging the bat really well. And I think that was more out of kind of necessity than anything else, because you still don't have Soler back. But once the big guy gets back in, you got to put him at the top of the order. He continued to extend that on base streak that he's been working on, and he's just the guy that I think he makes that impact, because he does work really good at bats, and he can, if you make a mistake, this guy can put you out of the yard, which is reminiscent of another leadoff hitter and a thing that kind of makes the Braves lineup click. So I like Soler at the leadoff spot. It's a crazy thing to think about. Maybe 3, 4, or 5 years ago in his career, that wasn't something you'd ever have thought about. But when you saw him do it in 2021, you just kind of thought, huh, it works. And if that works, I think you stick with that.
Obviously, pinch hitting last night is a good sign. Did they give any indication of when he'll be back every day?
No, I mean, so Larry had indicated prior to the game, you know, I was down in the Braves clubhouse. Mark Bowman had asked him, and it sounded like maybe Friday was when he would be back in. But I guess some of that can depend, you know, on, well, are you asking me when I think I'm going to start again, or can I play if need be? And clearly he could, if need be, get up there and put together a good plate appearance, which he obviously did. Now, I don't think they wanted to take any chances with him running and all those things just yet if they don't have to. But knowing that he can do what he did last night, I think is obviously a positive sign that he could be back, and hopefully at some point in this series, but if not, then by week's end, it sounds like he could be back in the Braves lineup.
What do we need to see from Max tonight? I mean, obviously pitch well and everything like that, but I mean, it's going to seem like because of who he's going against today, it could be another game like it was last night, you know, Grant 2-1, 3-1, mm-hmm. 3-2, somewhere in that area. What do we need to see from Max that we haven't seen in the last couple starts?
Yeah, I think the last one was a little bit better, but he still had these just bouts where it seems like he's not as sharp, as crisp as he wants to be. Like he's just not commanding it as much. And I think that is really the hurdle he's trying to clear at the moment. I thought the San Francisco start was a pretty good one. He almost got out of trouble early on in that second inning when he gave up a couple of runs in the early going. And if he'd had to play at the plate to win his way, maybe we look at that start completely differently. And we're not thinking about, okay, well, Max Fried's had three starts since he got off the IL, and they haven't exactly been the Max Fried level of performance just yet. But I think it's there. I think the stuff has been good. He feels good. And now the big thing is just kind of dialing it in a little bit more. If he can do that, that would obviously help the Braves out because they're going up against Aaron Nola, who's a tough customer. They know him all too well. He's had their number at times. They've had his number at times. So it should be interesting to see, you know, which version of that game plays out tonight. But Max Fried could play a very big role in that by going out and giving the Braves a quality start.
Grant, what's going on with the Phillies? I mean, obviously they got off to a great start. They're still in first place, but mm-hmm. just looking at that lineup last night, it looks like everybody's available. Looks like everybody's healthy. Why have they been not playing up to the level that they started the season at?
I think part of this is just, I mean, it's a long season, and it is, you're not going to play ball at a 700 to 750 clip from start to finish, you know, in that order. You're going to have some times where, hey, you win, you know, 10 out of 11 or you know, maybe run off a long winning streak that just kind of sets you up. And then you're going to have other times where, yeah, it's tough to win series. Maybe you kind of get a little bit of a tailspin. And the second half, for a variety of reasons, I think just hasn't been clicking the way that the Phillies wanted to. They've been through some injuries too. I will stipulate that, but nothing, and no club in baseball, I think, has been through what the Braves have been through this year. So let me just throw that out there too. But I do feel like this is just kind of the 162 and where you find yourself at times. And it's been a pretty lackluster second half, and that kind of makes you kick yourself a little bit if you're the Braves, I would think, because you had a couple of six-game losing streaks that if you'd just been able to maybe split the difference, you know, play 500 ball, you might be staring at a three-game difference in this division right now rather than the six games they're looking at.
Grant, we were talking, and I was curious because of how snake-bitten this team. When is the last time, because you know this team in and out this franchise for so long, when's the last time this team has been this snake-bitten by these injuries? Because we talk about, you know what, oh, so-and-so is coming back, and everybody's here, and they stay healthy, but then you lose Austin Riley, you lose these guys. When have you seen a Braves team, this snake-bitten before?
I've never seen it quite like this, but the next closest thing, obviously, is 2021. I talked to Luke Jackson a little bit before the game yesterday, and you know, we're just kind of getting the temperature of everything in the wake of Austin Riley going down for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And, yeah, that's a tough one. But it's the latest in a long line of injury disappointments for this club, including losing a guy who could win the Cy Young, losing a guy that could win the MVP, and then multiple week, if not month-long or two-month-long stints for other players. You know, I don't know how you account for that. And Brian Snitker kind of joked, hey, it's harder to find the next man up with where we are right now because the guys that are going down, you don't have replacements for them. It just doesn't work that way. But I know Luke Jackson, you know, when I was talking to him yesterday, it's like, yeah, you know, this is a tough place to be in, but you know, they saw it in 2021. Guys stepped up. They got that opportunity. They did what they needed to do. And as the old saying goes, they got hot at the right time. So that's still out there in front of them. But to answer your question, I've never seen any season quite as bad as this one has been from the overall injury perspective and considering not just, you know, the bulk of these injuries, but the players who have been involved here. That could easily tank a season for a club. And somehow the Braves have maintained themselves somewhere between 5 and 10 games over 500 throughout, which has had people ask me, well, what are the Braves fans complaining about? They're 8, 9 games over 500. What's their problem? Well, the problem is that these things keep happening, and somehow it may not look and feel like it should for the past 3-4 months, but they're still in a position to do something, you know, special, punch their ticket to the postseason, and have that opportunity. And they're going to keep playing for that regardless of who goes down and who's not available.
Talking Braves with our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, as we do every single Wednesday. Got a chance to see Gio Urshela last night, made his debut, had an RBI, played some good defense. What's reasonable for Braves fans to expect from him for the remainder of the season?
I think just a competent veteran replacement that was not available to them inside the organization. I mean, you're looking at some minor league options that, you know, may or may not have helped you out a little bit, but nobody that just you looked at and thought, you know what, we can trust this position for six or more weeks to player X, Y, or Z in the minors. That player's just not there, you know. So I think they needed to go out. The timing of it could not have been better because, as we know, the trade deadline passed 3 weeks ago, so you couldn't go out and swing a deal and get another third baseman, so how could you find one? And it just so happened that the Tigers were going with a little bit more of a youth movement in Detroit and decided to give him the opportunity to go out there and find another club and maybe get a chance to play in the postseason. And as it happens, you know, those are some boxes that you can check with the Atlanta Braves if Gio Urshela can come in here and help out. So I think we've seen him in the past have some big seasons and hit really well. That would be great. But just being able to contribute, not be a driving force in the lineup, but just be a contributor is what the Braves need right now because, as I've said before, it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck situation, but they needed to go out and get another deckhand.
Hey, Grant, how long or is there a status on Travis Darnot? I know I saw him warming up the pitches yesterday and everything, but is there like something? I know he got hit on the hand. Is there a status update on him?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, he's just day-to-day, so we could see him back in the lineup, I think, you know, as soon as today. But, you know, clearly with the hit-by-pitches over the course of the weekend, you had one on Saturday with Darnot, then the next one was worse with Austin Riley. But the tests were, you know, negative for him, so it looks like he can come back and, you know, jump back in there as soon as he's feeling the comfort of being able to, you know, throw the ball back to the mound 150 times and do all the other stuff and take all the other abuse that catchers get to take over the course of a game.
Any update on Ozzie? I know a couple weeks ago you had mentioned that maybe he was trending a little bit ahead of schedule. How's he doing on his recovery?
Yeah, same thing for him. Saw him around the clubhouse yesterday. I think we've seen he was on the road trip as well. So if you were watching the broadcast, you got to hear from him a couple of times. But yeah, doing everything that he can. I think that you know, he could go out on that rehab assignment as early as that first week in September if things go well, and we'll see if he's able to follow through on that timeline. A lot of this is just, you know, how quickly can he heal? There's not really anything he can do right now before that happens. Same thing for Austin Riley, obviously. So I think that he's still on that time frame. That's what the Braves have been anticipating, and that's what they're hoping for, because if you get him back in, all of a sudden this club could be getting a boost down the stretch that it very much needs.
Grant, great stuff.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.